Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me once again, it's that season, June Percy from Iosco County Coats for Kids. June, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Nice to be here again.
Yes, indeed. I know we've been doing this for many years, and we're back at it again this year. I can't believe it's already the season, but the boxes are already out, aren't they?
Yes, it was 90 degrees when we were putting them out, believe it or not.
I believe that, but you know what? You can't get them out too soon because, you know, I know of one of the boxes that I go by on a regular basis already has some stuff in it. So
really?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's
so,
good to hear.
It is good to hear. So now how many boxes do you have out this year? I know we always go through all the locations, but just approximately how many do you have out in the county this year?
About 23, wow. 24, I think.
And that covers pretty much the entire county, doesn't it?
It does. Well, we don't travel as far as Whittemore, but we do get them out in Hale and Oscoda and the Tawas area.
All right. Yeah, and they can find the boxes, but if they don't find one, I know you guys have the whole list is what, on your Facebook page?
We do have the list on the Facebook page. And then, you know, Kevin, this year we tried something a little different. A couple of people have said to us, well, we don't have children anymore. We don't have coats to donate, and they'd like to make a little donation. So we made up a few tickets, and we put them in a few places around town. So if people wish to make a small donation, a monetary donation, they can do that instead.
Oh.
And they're also on Facebook, if you look there. They're definitely at the branches of the Chemical Bank and Huron Community Bank. And then they're at some grocery stores in Oscoda and Hale, and a few places around town, and the list is on the Facebook page.
That's right. Well, let's talk about what you accept. Coats, obviously, but are we talking a certain size coat that you always look for? Give us some of the details on what you'd like to see fill those boxes.
Well, no. You know, we take any size coats because we get requests from newborn babies up to men's or women's 5X. So we will basically take anything, and we'll use it. And if we can't use it, or if we don't, you know, if we have too many of one size, we'll make sure it goes somewhere that can use it. So we're grateful to receive anything that's in really good condition.
And I was just going to ask on things and used for maybe 10 or 12 years and they'll look like it. Yeah.
No. And we do get some of those, but, you know, even those we usually manage to pass on to someone who'll use them. We don't take used hats.
Okay.
That's one thing that we will not take. But other than that, snow pants, we've already had Whittemore schools over to our building here asking for snow pants.
Wow.
Especially small ones. We gave them basically most of what we have. We saved some for the local schools.
Sure.
But if you've got some snow pants sitting around, we'd be thrilled to have them.
Snow pants on.
Speaking of, we did get another shipment of new Merrell shoes from our anonymous donor who is
Excellent.
So good to us. It wasn't quite as big as the others, but they're already sorted and they're already out to the schools
wow.
and the shelters. So, you know, we have a small building, so
yes.
we had to turn them over pretty fast. And unfortunately, we're left with six huge boxes of odd shoes. But, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Exactly.
So.
All right. Now, how long will you be collecting, and what are the tentative distribution dates now?
Well, I'm still waiting to hear back from the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some are in October and some are in November, mostly in November. But they haven't really got them all completely finalized, so I don't want to quote dates
right.
for them. So we'll be collecting coats through, let's say, about the third week in October.
Okay. So plenty of time for them to drop in a coat, either brand new or in good condition. And, of course, as you mentioned kind of at the top there, cash donations always accepted also.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I have to tell you.
Okay.
We had a call from someone. He's a retired postal worker, and I didn't catch his name, but he called here one day and he said, I have a few coats for you. We went down to the building there. He'd left 32 brand new coats that he bought. And just children's coats and just left them on the back doorstep there. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. That just shows the kind of folks we have here in the area, for sure.
It does.
All right. Well, June, I know we'll be talking to you pretty much on a weekly basis leading up to, you know, the distribution time. But we're glad that you could join us. If they want more information, what's the best way for them to get more info, June?
Generally on our Facebook page or call us on 362-8161.
Very good. June Percy from Iosco County Coats for Kids. Thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side Today.
Thank you.